You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Caudette. Now, while most babies don't start getting teeth before a six-month-old, taking care of your baby's gums should be happening from the time they're born. And here's an interesting piece of information. Studies are showing that breastfeeding can play a role in teeth alignment. Joining us live in studio today to talk more about infant oral care is Heather Brown with Delta Dental of Idaho. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
And a quick note, Delta Dental is a sponsor of Boise State Public Radio. Now, Heather, this month is Baby Safety Month. So one of those things is oral care.
Well, yes. And there's things that parents are using in this day and age to help their babies feel better when they're teething. Mm. And so when we talk about safety, we have to talk about some of these things.
Okay, so let's talk about some of that, because the big rage right now, and my kids were a little bit older when all this came out, were those amber teething rings and the amber necklaces that you put on your babies.
They're bracelets and necklaces that you can put on your baby, and I guess they can bite on them, they chew on them. Sometimes they're put into a freezer or refrigerator to cool them off and help baby feel better. But the American Academy of Pediatrics says they're just not safe, probably not great to use. They can cause choking, strangulation, things that we don't want to happen. So, yeah, we want to be safe, especially this month.
And then one of the other things is that numbing gel, mm-hmm. which I saw when my kiddos were babies.
Yeah.
I tried it once. I didn't really.
Yeah,
I don't know. Cried.
My mom probably used rum. I don't know.
Oh, but, our mom did.
I know. So there's something added to those gels that are, it's called benzocaine. And benzocaine, from what I understand from reading, is that it actually can pull oxygen out of your system. So if you're putting that on a baby's gums, you got to be really, really careful, mm-hmm. and they're not proven to work that well anyway, so I'd probably not hang out with that much.
So the best bet is that good old-fashioned, give them that kind of refrigerated or frozen kind of teething ring?
Well, that's what we used to think. So okay. You don't want it to be frozen, because frozen can actually burn your gums. So baby's gums are very, very tender, and so if they're chewing on it, it can actually burn their gums, leaving them in pain, more pain possibly. So maybe we weren't doing a good job back then. I don't know. But you want to be really
careful. It's all a crapshoot.
I know, right? I mean, we made it, and I used to eat dirt. So I think just, using wisdom, they want to chew on something. Make sure it doesn't have anything that's filled with fluid. Some of those teething rings have fluid in them.
Yeah, I don't know. We would just get it just said put it in the fridge, and that's fine.
Yeah. Fridge is probably okay. Frozen I would definitely stay away from, but they just kind of want to chew on something, and I think the main thing is just keeping them as comfortable as you can.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
It really is. Okay, so here's what I thought was interesting, was some research coming out around breastfeeding and how this can play a role kind of in future oral care.
Yes, so breastfeeding, it's natural, obviously, and it actually helps align baby's teeth. So as we sometimes grow, we get overbites, underbites, crossbites that have to be fixed orthodontically with braces as we age or get a little bit older in teen years. But breastfeeding can help with the alignment. You have to remember a baby's bones are very, very soft. They're kind of
more malleable.
Yeah, like exactly. Yeah. So there's study, it doesn't solve problems for everybody, but there are studies that show that it actually helps keep them out of braces.
Okay, so talk to me about this thing that's called baby bottle tooth decay, but it's also, no, this is so gross, baby bottle rot.
Baby bottle rot, yes. So parents put their babies down to bed with a bottle, usually with milk, sometimes soda, sometimes juice, but basically baby is laying in the crib, slobbery, and I look at it like teeth are taking a bath in sugar. Milk has sugar in it, so does juice, so does soda, and we're trying to get them to go to sleep and to be comfortable, but we're also creating baby bottle rot, which basically means if you've ever seen a little kid with all black teeth, they're all black, and that's baby bottle rot.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. You were related to you?
Yeah, exactly, right?
Not possible.
I had a cousin like that.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I mean, honestly.
And it's really surprising to me. Some of the most intelligent people I've ever met in my whole life as a dental hygienist, I would see them come in and their children had baby bottle rot. All their teeth were black. And they just didn't understand the process of sugar. And they also didn't understand that their baby teeth, they're thinner, they're smaller, and it actually does cause pain and issues for kids later on.
I mean, the good thing is they're baby teeth, so they come out. However,
yeah,
still want good baby teeth. So I know you have to talk to you with your pediatrician about when you can give babies water.
Yeah.
And that is a critical, critical thing because you because babies have to be a certain age before you can start actually giving them water.
Yeah.
But once they hit that age, is that the thing to do if you need to kind of comfort them with a bottle at
Absolutely.
Night?
They shouldn't be going to bed with anything but water. But yes, again, and I just learned this, but 6 months old, before that, they're not supposed to have water because they get their hydration from other sources, breast milk, formula, that kind of thing. So always talk to your doctor about giving baby a bottle with water in it.
And right before we go, you should also be, like, cleaning their gums and all of I remember sticking a finger in their mouth.
As long as you use your clean fingers, clean hands.
I had one of those little things you put over
That's good. That's good.
Only with the first one, not the second one.
Yeah, you got to get them used to having something in their mouth, rubbing their gums with a clean cloth, making sure that you're getting plaque off because they do get plaque.
We've been talking with Heather Brown with Delta Dental of Idaho about baby care and baby safety. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
And I want to thank all of you for joining us today. My producers are Samantha Wright and Frankie Barnhill. It is Tuesday. I hope you're enjoying the day. The rain seems to have cleared up, at least in some areas. So get outside, enjoy it if you can. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.